We pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us and grant us your peace, and by your Holy Spirit, build us up in faith, in knowledge of you and your ways, that we would rightly honor you, our God, who did come to save us, our God, who did come to take our place and die, that we would be set free. We pray these things in your perfect, beautiful, wonderful, eternal name. Amen. Dear friends in our Lord, what I intend to do these 3 days, and it is an honor for me to be pastor in residence. I can't put that quite into words. It's just a tremendous honor, privilege, and a joy to be with you. But we're going to look at Matthew 26 today, tomorrow, and Thursday in different sections, and we're going to take a look at a holy anointing today, a holy meal tomorrow, and a holy submission on Thursday. So that's going to be the theme of our text. But I'd like to talk to you real briefly about lavishness as we consider that gift, as Harry read just a few minutes ago in Matthew 26. And to start with, I'd like to tell you a story. This happened just a few months ago, before Valentine's Day. A man went into a major department store and went to the perfume counter and told the clerk there that he wanted to buy a special perfume for his wife for Valentine's Day, but he was on a limited budget, and so could she work with him on this? And she said, I'd be happy to work with you. And she brought him a bottle of one of their finest perfumes, just a little bit of a bottle, and he said, oh, that smells nice. And she said, he said, how much is it? She said, well, this is $80. And he said, I don't think you understood me. I'm on a limited budget. There's no way I could justify that. She says, well, I have some other options for you. And she brought a tray of several different perfumes ranging from $50 down to $18. And he said, I don't think you understand. I'm on a limited budget. She said, what about the $18 bottle? He said, I'm on a limited budget. I don't think you understood me. Please show me something that's cheap. And so she gave him a mirror. She gave him a mirror. It's just cheap. I want to talk to you about lavishness in your life for the God who has saved you. Now, from John chapter 12, we know that this woman, unnamed in Matthew 26, was Mary. This took place in Bethany, her home. Martha was serving. We know that from John 12, the dinner was being held there in honor of Jesus, and Lazarus is there, so you can imagine the scene. As those gathered in the house around Jesus at the meal in the culture of the day, which I'm sure all of you are familiar with, reclining at the table, men only, you can imagine that they were talking about some of the great things about Jesus. We're now very early into Holy Week. The healing, the raising of Lazarus from the dead. What a great thing, Jesus, you did. Maybe the healing of Bartimaeus and the other blind man just before Palm Sunday. That was another great miracle. Maybe they were talking about his teachings, but John 12 reads that this was given in honor of Jesus, and Lazarus was there, and Martha was serving. From Matthew's gospel, we know that 3 separate times, and based on some of the Greek, we would assume that it was more than just 3, Jesus had told the disciples, listen now, I'm going to die. They're going to take me. They're going to arrest me. They're going to put me to death. This is going to be happening. I want you to know that. The first time that's recorded in Matthew is in chapter 16, and Peter responded by beginning to rebuke Jesus. That's the first time. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. The second time in Matthew 17, we read the disciples were filled with grief, which is a little bit closer than Peter's reaction, we have to admit, but it still doesn't seem to be including that there is a joy and an honoring and a recognition of Jesus for what this really would mean for them and for all people. Then the third time is in Matthew chapter 20, and you can read it for yourself later. The immediate response to that was, and Jesus is very clear, he says, we're going up to Jerusalem, and they're going to arrest me, they're going to put me to death. That's why we're going to Jerusalem. That's why we're heading there right now. And the very next reaction was James and John with their mother, this is an embarrassing thing, with their mother to ask for a special place in the kingdom. Was nobody listening? Is nobody listening to Jesus saying, we're going to go to Jerusalem and they're going to kill me? So in this dinner in Jesus' honor, in this dinner with Jesus, in Jesus' honor with Lazarus present, the raised one, in the home of Simon, the leper, who we presume, had been healed by Jesus, all of this is there together, but something seems to be missing. And here comes this woman, identified in John as Mary. And she took the perfume, very expensive, a year's wages. I've never heard of such a thing, but she had it. And as she anointed Jesus' head, John 12 says, also his feet, and she wiped it with her hair, Matthew 26 and John 12, there was this anger, indignation against this woman, because what they perceived as a waste. But it wasn't a waste, was it? Because it wasn't about the price, the value, the wealth, or the perfume. It was about this. Jesus, I've been listening to you. We know that Mary was a student of the word. We know that from Luke 10. I've been listening to you. And if nobody else gets it, I get it. You're dying for me this week. Oh, Lord. How can I show you that I love you? How can I demonstrate that I know who you are? My God, who's going to die for me this week? It seems as though Mary, of all people, nobody else, and I'm not saying the disciples are dense, they came around just like you and I come around. But it wasn't about the perfume and it wasn't about the wealth, and that's why Jesus is talking about honoring him and the disciples are talking about money. I don't see Dick Jossis here. I visited with him yesterday, one of your development directors. I've known Dick a long, long time. And what if Dick had been there and said, $50,000, I could use that for the seminary. I could have taken care of 5 or 6 students who are struggling to make it. And Jesus, our Lord, the eternal God, who had raised Lazarus from the dead, who had healed Simon the leper, who had healed Bartimaeus, the blind man, and another. Jesus said, leave her alone. She understands what's about to happen this week. She understands this is her way of saying, thanks be to God. I have a Savior. He has come to die for me. In your life, where is your lavishness for Jesus, who is God in the flesh, dying on the cross? When we praise him for his perfect teaching, we are not wrong. When we honor him for his miracles and his might and his greatness, we are not wrong. When we seek to honor him and praise him because of the greatness of his works and his ways and his wonders, all of that, we are not wrong. But chiefly, do we lavish him with our lives? Because this is my God. And he died for me. He died for me because he loves me. And he died for me that I would be his forever. And not only forever, but for this moment. And I'm not saying, you know, I don't want to presume a lot upon the text, but I don't think this was planned at all. When you just immerse yourself in Matthew 26 and John 12, I think what you're going to see is Mary finally couldn't stand it any longer. You guys keep talking about the miracles and his teachings. I get that. This week, he's going to die. Mary knew that. This is an amazing woman of faith. You know why? Because she'd been paying attention. When we read in Luke chapter 10, 38 to 42, that whole scene with Martha serving and her being a little bit upset that Mary was only listening to Jesus, what was she hearing from Jesus? We know what she was hearing from Jesus. Yes, I am God among you. And yes, I teach the truth. And yes, I do miracles. But soon, for you, Mary, I'm going to die. It's going to happen. To fulfill the scriptures. And Mary, in my mind now, I can't prove it by scripture. Mary is, I need to show him now, because I don't think I can stop this. Peter thought he could stop it. No, Lord, that shall never happen to you. And Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Get out of here. And then the next time they were grieving, and the next time Zebedee's wife and the two boys, they want a place in the kingdom. Each one of those inappropriate or incomplete responses to Christ's purpose of the cross. And Mary, I don't know if she looked around, I don't know if she went to another room, I don't know how she did it, she took this jar of perfume. It was very expensive. It was probably worth $50,000 or $60,000. And she broke it. And she poured it on his head, and it went down to his feet, John 12, and she wiped his feet with her hair. I don't know if she was weeping, or if she was speaking, or if she was silent, or if she was sobbing. I don't know. But where is your lavishness? It's not about a jar of perfume, it's about this. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, I know that you are my Savior, that you died for me. I know it. I believe it. I love you for it. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you have raised up this beautiful portion of your holy word. This moment, this meal, this extravagant, lavish showing of Mary's faith to say, you came to die for me. Lord, you came to die for us. Build us up in our own lives with a lavishness that honors your sacrifice in all of our days and to your glory alone. Amen.